Where could four adults go for their first ever ski fix without maxing the credit card? The unexpected solution? Geilo in Norway. Its name may not be met with the oohs and ahs of alpine praise or elicit wild après ski stories. In fact, most of my skiing friends couldn't even pronounce it. Geilo, Geilo, let alone tell me about it. Yet this unsung resort is a perfect beginner's find. When we arrived, Geilo was blanketed auspiciously beneath a duvet of freshly fallen snow, our wooden chalet lights blinking coyly from beneath their white covers, and the pistes proved as welcoming to our novice skis as this picture-perfect scene. Chalet host Vicky put us immediately at ease.
It's got great slopes, very uncrowded, ideal for beginners and people who need confidence. Geilo itself is split into two parts. One side is a wee bit more difficult slopes. So if you do have a family where like someone can ski but the rest of the family can't, it is an ideal resort for that because they can go to the other side.
And the resort really has a relaxed feel about it. People leave belongings unlocked and there's a friendly lack of attitude. I met one couple here for a 60th birthday on their first ever ski trip and they loved it. And plenty of families and kids as it's really a family resort.
Gunnar Almqvist, I'm a ski instructor in Geilo-Lia. Geilo has a lot of to offer to families, not only skiing but other things like going snow on a snowmobile, climbing and so on. There's a complete resort for especially families.
This addictive self-timing slalom is guaranteed to bring out your competitive streak, but be prepared to be thrashed by a fearless child half your height. While the après-ski may not be pumping, there are plenty of alternative wintry activities to try. On two evenings a week, it's also free to swap your ski equipment for snowboards, or vice versa.
We do skiing, snowboard, telemark, cross-country. Geilo is very famous for cross-country. There is a frozen lake in the centre and it takes the whole day to get round that. You can also do things like husky dog riding. They can also go to day trips to Bergen. There is also a very popular railway. A steam railway takes you down to a fjord and you can look around the fjord there and it's really beautiful.
And for the more experienced skier? Well as several black and red runs, there's a great snowboard park, although my skiing skills didn't get me any closer to it than the lift overhead.
I think the thing that Geilo has going for it is the fact that no one really seems to ski powder, and there's never any lift lines. Like this last week, for example, even like 4 or 5 days after the snow, I was skiing powder, getting first tracks basically all day long, up till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, going back the next day and getting first tracks again. If you're willing to hike up Towering Scarlet, then there's awesome skiing up there.